Heyo.
Hi.
Hi.
Howdy. Hey, howdy, hey.
What's up? Episode 53.
Whoa.
Whoa. This is a new beginning, a new dawn.
A new hope?
Yeah, I like that.
Breaking dawn?
Breaking a new dawn hope. This is the Uprooted Podcast, and you're Christine.
And that's John.
It is.
Yeah.
We're back, everyone, with a beverage.
We are back.
Yeah.
We have an alcoholic beverage.
What do we have in our grasp? It's 8.7%. Maybe you can tell already.
Yeah, I can already feel it, I think. And I've only got a teeny tiny sip.
Yeah, what do we have here?
I have no idea. You poured it.
We have
an
Treehouse
Grind Glass
Brewing Company. Let in the Light.
Oh.
It is an 8.7% double dry hopped IPA.
Mm. Very hazy.
You must have a beard and a man bun to appreciate this beer.
Oh, I don't have a beard or a man bun.
Well, you're married too. I don't have a man bun, but I do have everything else going on with the hipster beer.
Okay.
But it's quite delicious. Everything I've ever had from them, I give a 5 on the little beer app.
Mm. You know what I don't give a 5 on the little beer app?
What?
Their delivery service.
Who?
Treehouse. I hate having to wait in that stupid line.
Oh, well, that's
because driving an hour and a half.
It's because of COVID, the line. I mean, even though the one time we went.
Yeah, we were there for like 2 hours.
During non-COVID, yeah. But it was a beautiful, like 70 degree Massachusetts day, and everybody was sitting out, and it's very popular because you can only buy it there. No liquor stores, no distribution. You must go there in Western Mass. They are opening another location this year, though. Two locations,
I think. Nowhere here, I'm sure.
No, I think they're opening what's the right word for this? Like a tasting...
Satellite?
Yeah, a tasting room on the Cape, I believe.
Oh.
The Cape.
The Cape.
And they're opening another big facility like the one we went to out in the Berkshires.
Oh, bougie.
Deerfield. Greenfield? Hey. Deerfield? I don't know.
One of the fields?
One of the fields. But yes, we took a nice little drive on Saturday. For?
Would you like to say?
My birthday?
Your birthday.
Yeah.
Because you old AF.
Yeah. Tomorrow's my birthday, Tuesday of this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, happy birthday. Are you going to say happy birthday or anything? Or just have
not
to say
right
it to
now.
Myself?
It's not your birthday.
By the time people hear this, it will have been my birthday for 2 days.
Happy birthday. I would sing it, but then we would be in a copyright violation.
Yes. That's actually probably a bad thing to do on a podcast because we could get in serious trouble. When you're at TGI Fridays, I don't think you really need to worry about it. But
they have that amazing chicken fingers with honey mustard, though, at TGI Fridays.
They do.
Stuff's
yes.
good.
Okay. Well, it's the first episode of the new year, podcasting year.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Lunar New Year. And we're going to do some things a little different, right? I mean, I think we're going to try to make these shorter.
Oh,
we decided
all
right, on cool. that, yes.
So you're not... going very well on that one. You're
how so?
You're rambling.
No, this is just the intro, the normal rambling
all right,
intro.
Go
so
for
don't
it.
Don't throw a wrench in my program.
All right, sorry.
But we're gonna bring back in the news, but less cheese.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And what else are we gonna do?
Be better.
Be better. Be better prepared.
Be funny.
So far, we're failing at all of those. I think.
You didn't prepare me for this question.
Oh. Okay, well, I did prepare you for this question. Are you ready for the question of the week?
Oh, sure.
What, you're not ready yet?
No, I'm ready.
I just
was like, okay, I know we're doing it this fast. All right, let's do it.
If you could only do one more sexual position the rest of your life, like all the other ones have been canceled, what would it be?
Me on top.
Okay. Backwards or frontwards?
Oh, do I have to pick?
Yes, there's Wouldn't only that, one.
But.
No.
But it's a variation.
It's not. You know, variations
it's like
don't
that,
count.
But it's like that question where people are like, you're on an island and you can only pick one food to eat for the rest of your life. And you try to go for something like ice cream that has like a million flavors so that you never get tired of it, but it's ice cream. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. But that doesn't apply here.
Like, you don't want to say like macaroni and cheese. There's only like really
don't
one
try
macaroni
and make
and
your
cheese.
Own. Question. There is not one kind of macaroni
Fine,
and cheese. There's homemade,
forward.
There's fancy, bougie macaroni and cheese with
Fine.
All the cheeses.
Fine.
So regular cowgirl.
Sure. Is that what it's called?
Not reverse cowgirl.
Is that what it's called? It's cowgirl?
I'm not sure if it actually has a name. We should look that up.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I pick.
And why?
Oh, because it's the best.
Why?
I don't know.
The audience wants to know. I mean,
I think the audience knows. Pretty sure they already know why.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't know if cowgirl is a big thing in India, and that's where most of our listeners are from. So, don't they do the Kama Sutra over there?
No. Oh, I don't know.
I think that's from India. So they, they're like cowgirl, schmow girl. Big deal.
How do you say that in Indian?
I don't know. I'm not going to.
What is it? What's the.
I think their primary dialect is Punjabi.
Punjabi?
I believe.
How do you say that? I want to know now.
I ask Google. I don't know.
Cowgirl, schmow girl? That's not work.
I don't think that's an actual thing.
All right. Well, let's hear it from you. What's yours?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think it would have to be probably reverse cowgirl.
What?
Yeah.
That's rude.
Why?
Because you don't want to see my face?
I mean, I do, but...
That's why I didn't pick backward, because I'd like to look at you.
Okay. Well, women and men are different.
That's terrible.
I just like how I can reach up and...
Okay, that's good. You can stop there.
Come on, we're being a little risque. That's what people like on these relationship type podcasts. Yeah, I'm going to go... But this way, look, at least you're on top in both equations.
All right.
Which you seem to enjoy.
I do.
So, yeah.
Cool.
All right. Well, the two times we have sexier, we should try those.
I think we've already reached our quota for the year, so we're done.
Oh, cheers. Man, already? Yeah. 2021's barely getting started here. Well, tomorrow's my birthday, so you know what that means.
Gonna go to sleep like on my birthday?
Gonna be knocking on the pillow to go to sleep. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, shall we get right into it? Well, first...
I want to talk what you said first. Go.
An apology. We screwed up the movie.
We did. Oh.
Sorry, everybody. We will not be giving a real review on Music by Sia because we weren't able to see it.
It disappeared. It was totally there when we looked for it. I swear to Allah.
All things holy.
All things holy. It was there.
You're so inclusive.
I am.
Yeah. I love that
I'm
about
super
you.
Super woke.
Yeah. So we didn't see it because it was not available to us on streaming, and it's like 7% on Rotten Tomatoes. Nominated for a Razzie. We're not about to pay $12.99 for you people. Sorry.
Yeah.
To watch that movie. Mm-mm. So we didn't. So we're going to do a little twist on the real review later. Do a little something different.
Yeah.
But no movie. If you're hoping to hear our raving review of Music, it ain't happening.
Yes.
All right, please go.
Well, we're vaccinated. At least half
vaxxed.
We got our first vaccine, but you know what that means?
What does that mean?
Right now I'm doing everything half vaxxed.
Oh no.
Look at me. Oh God. Dang it.
Well done.
Yeah, we did it.
We did it. And that was a big step for me because I don't even get flu shots because I'm a baby and I'm afraid of the needle. But this is bigger than my fears, I think. Mm-hmm. And I cannot tell everyone the amount of relief and less stress I felt the next day at work.
Right.
Even though I'm not fully protected, and I know that even with the vaccine, you can still get it. But like I've said many times over the past year, I don't know if I have an underlying condition. I don't know if the kids do or if you do. And if one of us gets it, we all go down, most likely. And so, I mean, the vaccine's supposed to protect you from having major complications and dying, ultimately. So even though we can still get it, I felt like totally at ease. And right. I still do.
So we went to CVS. We had Pfizer.
Yes.
The Pfizer.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And what were your symptoms? Did you have any? How were you? How did you feel?
That's a tough question. So on the way home, I thought I felt a little weird. But
that was
I wasn't
all in your head.
Exactly. And I think a lot of it was. I mean, the arm pain was pretty tremendous on day two. I remember trying to reach my ID out the window to scan into the parking garage at work. And I had to use my other hand to help.
Yeah.
But that was it. I was very busy at work that day, running all around. So I don't think I had time to sit there and kind of develop a headache and... other muscle soreness. I think I did notice that day running around that my quads feel sore and they shouldn't. You know, kind of just like general kind of weird feeling, but I was not like sick or anything at all.
Right.
How about you?
I was a little down on, let's see, we got it on Thursday, right?
Yes.
Friday afternoon-ish, I started to feel kind of icky. Felt a little feverish, even though I didn't have a fever, I checked. I just felt kind of really warm and I had a headache. And just like fatigued, just tired.
Yeah.
But it wasn't anything that was going to keep me from doing my activities or anything. I took Tylenol and I moved on and it was fine. We went to bed like a little early that night. I think we were both really tired.
Yeah.
But then yesterday, I actually thought I was sick.
Yeah, you thought you had the big C, COVID.
No. Well, yeah. We'll talk about that in a minute. You just never know. But like I had a sore throat. I felt really hot and then it was cold. And then all I wanted to do was lay down and I felt sore and I felt tired. It was like kind of like a bad cold.
Yeah.
And then I took some medicine last night before I went to bed and we woke up this morning and I feel good. I feel fine. I have a teeny bit of a tickle in the back of my throat, but barely anything. I've coughed like maybe twice today.
I can fix that later.
Thanks.
Yeah. Hey.
Anyway. So, yeah. So I had a little bit of symptoms and I've heard from people at work that got the same day. They had not a great weekend, but it wasn't awful. It was totally doable. It's not like I would never do it again or I'm not excited for the second one. So yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that bad, you guys.
Yes, I've heard that Pfizer is the least of the two-shot doses anyway, the mRNA ones that, as far as side effects go, Moderna, I guess, really beats you up on round two. So hopefully we'll be okay. A friend at work got his second Pfizer today, and I haven't heard. I should probably check in on him when we're done doing this to see if he's still alive or whatever. Some people out there would have you believe that you're going to get this and like die the next day. And maybe you could, I guess. I don't know, but
I have to say, I'm a little disappointed that I'm not radioactive and I don't have super speed or invisibility or I can't like melt underneath doorways. I'm a little disappointed.
What, you want to be like the guy in X-Men with the arms that can go under the doors? And
I sure do.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe that's coming. We only had half vax.
Fant4 stick, by the way.
Yes. They're part of the, you get what I mean.
Sure, okay.
We're only half vax, so maybe when you're full vax.
Okay, maybe I'll start glowing.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it.
I don't know.
But yeah, so we did it. You should too. When is your turn?
You really should, just because I'm telling you, as someone who suffers from anxiety, and you do too as well, I just can't describe the feeling I had the next day. And that I still have, like, this whole year, I've been worried about, like, scratching my nose before I sanitized or washed my hands. And then that's it. I'm going to go meet the big guy because I scratched my nose.
Right.
Maybe that's far-fetched and I'm a worrywart. I don't know. But I had this overwhelming feeling of relief and hope and everything else. Because, like you said, every little throat tickle now, you don't know if that's going to be something serious. And being out here on the East Coast all by ourselves with no help, we really can't have someone in the hospital on a ventilator for 3 months. That just won't work.
So when I was worried because I was sick and I wasn't feeling well, I was mostly worried because I didn't want to give it to you and the kids, not just you, but like you guys. And I didn't want to miss work. Didn't want to have to give it to my kids at school.
You mean you were being a human being? You didn't want to, you don't care about infecting others?
I wasn't worried about myself as much because I don't know. Germs don't scare me. I've had so much disgusting stuff all over me from working at Blockbuster and Disneyland and school.
Please don't put that evil out there.
Target now, cashier.
Now they're going to hurt you, so don't say that.
Well, still, they don't scare me. I can do it.
I hear
I'm
you.
Strong.
I get sprightly. What you're putting down, but let's just...
Fine.
Pay respect
but anyway,
to the COVID gods.
I worry about the people around me.
Yeah, that's the humane thing to do. If more people would do that, we'd probably be out of this thing sooner. I took the kids to the park today, and sure enough, there was like 5 teenagers playing basketball. No mask to be had.
Well, they don't care because teenagers are invincible. Didn't you know that?
I know they don't live in the same household or same pod, if you will, because they all drove their own cars there. Remember when you had to do that in high school? I'm going to take my car. We can't go together because I want to show off my car.
Oh, no, we didn't do that.
Oh.
We just fought over who got to drive the car.
Oh.
And it was always my friend Christine because she had the better stereo system.
It was really funny, though. There's like a guy in his SUV that you could tell was like maybe mom's hand-me-down. And then there was like douchebag McGee in his Corvette that was really loud. And then the king of the douchebags shows up in his Audi that was probably daddy's.
These are teenagers?
Yeah. And he comes speeding through the empty school parking lot, really loud Audi. And then he proceeded to never get out of the car and actually do any basketball. So I'm not sure what his role in this whole thing was, but
maybe he wasn't there with them.
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking, me being who I am, I'm like, a drug deal is going to go down here or something nefarious. They're probably just kids that want to shoot Audi? Baskets.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
What else?
But anyway, those people don't care about humanity, obviously, because they're not following the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Today's a big day in Massachusetts. We entered phase 4, stage 1, or whatever they're calling it, which means more things can open up and we're getting close to getting back to normal because people are getting the dang vaccine.
I love it.
Me too. Do it, everybody.
It is a happy day.
And don't be like us where you shop around for Pfizer. Just get whatever you can get.
Was that a jab? Was that like trying to be cute?
No.
I don't want to be sick.
I don't have to try to be cute.
I have children. You would not let me just lay in bed all day.
That is fake news.
I have to get up and I have to do things. So I don't want to be sick.
Reconstructive surgery or whatever. I let you do nothing for like a day.
You let me. Thank you.
Yeah. Because your place is in the kitchen making my food.
That's true.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Do we have that clear? Are we straight now?
We do. We're straight.
All right. Don't mouth off to me ever again.
I can do it if I want to.
Okay, what's next?
I don't know, but I have this really interesting study that I want to talk about.
Oh, let's do that.
It is a Harvard research study, so you know that it's legit.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I feel like MIT is more into the qualitative research, but quantitative? I don't know, probably. I said that wrong. Anyway, shows what I know. Go ahead, Harvard.
Summative, formative? Let's give all the assessment.
What was that word you said on the other podcast?
I don't know.
Substantive research.
Substantive.
Yeah.
Yes. Substantive research.
From Harvard.
From Harvard. It is the 8 roles that parents should play if they want their kids to be successful.
Okay.
You ready to find out how not successful our children are going to be?
These are the roles they need to play?
Yes.
Can we talk about the 8 roles we should play to have successful bedroom time?
Like maid?
Maid.
Nurse.
Fireman. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like fireman.
I got my
lumberjack.
Is there a fire over there? Because I brought my hose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to deliver a package for me?
Then you say,
UPS guy?
Then you say, I'll be your hose, baby. Get it? Hose? Like, not a hose, like a conduit for water, but a hoe, plural.
How can I be more than one hoe?
I haven't thought that far into this.
All right. Anyway, moving on.
We'll have to talk about this later.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
This one I think we did do, the early learning partner. That's rule number 1. And that means that you are getting your child interested in learning before they get into school. So at an early age, you get them excited for learning, which I think we did.
I mean, mom's a teacher, so yeah. I think that was a given. Right?
I feel like we did that.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't do it. You did it. But yes.
Well, we both did.
Okay.
I have to say, I was quite pleased with most of the children's programming that the children watched. It was good. It was interactive.
Yeah.
And it was insightful.
Yeah.
It was really good.
It's funny to hear them talk about it now, about how stupid and juvenile it was.
I know, but they loved it when they were little.
Remember when we used to watch Bubble Guppies and Pajanimals?
Pajanimals. I love Pajanimals.
They were good. Yeah.
Except for that 1 hour we had to watch Caillou.
Yeah. I just remember the lady on Sprout. She was kind of good looking.
Nina?
Yeah, Nina, the yoga teacher. Yeah. If you Google her, there's a bunch of like dirty dudes on there like,
stop,
oh,
it.
Nina's hot.
That's gross.
I love it when my kids watch Nina.
That's disgusting.
It is.
That's really gross.
Yeah, it's a little perverted. Anyway,
the next role is the flight engineer.
What?
This is a parent that monitors our child's growth environment, making sure they're getting what they need and intervening when they're not. So right away, I'm thinking, helicopter parent? Is that what they're trying to say? But then that person is the one that doesn't let their kid like flounder at all. They're like constantly hovering over them and like stopping anything that's bad.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's why they called it the flight engineer.
Okay.
Instead of helicopter parent, because you're watching from a safe distance. You're letting them kind of fall a little bit, but you're there to like help.
Maybe that's a, maybe helicopter parent is offensive and flight engineer is the more woke way to say this.
No, I think they were specifically doing a play on that helicopter parent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever you say.
The next role is the fixer. In this role, the parent ensures no key opportunity for their child's betterment is lost. I feel like we don't do that very well.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're missing those key opportunities for our children's betterment.
We're missing a lot, I think we've said on previous episodes. Mm-hmm. We've really screwed the pooch somewhere.
Where does that come from?
Screwed the pooch?
Yeah. What even is that?
I think it's a military term because the first time I heard it was from a military veteran who I worked with. But I don't know. I mean, yeah, when things go bad, do you go pork your dog? I mean, I don't know.
I know. This is, if you take it very literally, it's a... offensive.
It's very offensive. It crosses that line into the weird bestiality, which people just don't go there.
No, don't go there.
There's like two things you don't go to, and that's one of them.
Yeah, what's the other?
Like incest is a little weird.
I was going to say, was it like family?
Yeah.
It's kind
of
gross.
I mean, unless you live south of the Mason-Dixon, I guess it's normal, but I don't know.
Or wasn't it a big thing
Southern listeners.
Sorry. Wasn't it a big thing in like prominent society that you wanted to like keep the bloodlines going?
Game of Thrones, those Lannisters were all about each other.
Isn't that why all the British people have such terrible teeth?
I thought it was because they did not have Delta Dental over there.
Oh, Delta Dental is pretty amazing.
So I don't know.
We get our checkups every year for free.
Hey,
I mean, episode it's not for free because we pay
53
for it,
brought to you by Delta Dental.
Delta Dental.
Get your checkup today.
Yeah. Ching. Okay. The next role is the revealer. We're only halfway through, guys.
Yeah.
This is rule number four. Yeah.
Sorry.
Revealer parents help their child discover the world by going to museums, libraries, exhibits, etc. So we try that.
No, we've done that. Come on.
We try. Our children don't like it and they don't pay attention.
I think we've pretty much.
But we try. So far we're two. Two for eight.
Not bad. I'll take it.
Number five, the philosopher.
Two for eight is 25%. I mean, don't get so down on yourself
here. Okay. So they say that this is the second most important role because it helps children find a purpose. Here, the parents ask and answer deep life questions. Never underestimate a child's capacity to understand life and grasp the idea of meaning.
Okay. Well, I have definitely tried this. I don't know that it's working, but every opportunity with the kids, albeit my approach is a little off sometimes, but I've tried to turn this into a life lesson like, hey, Jacob, you need to be a good person and here's how you do it. And this is why what you did makes you a bad person. You need to look at it this way. I've tried that.
It's talking about questioning, like deep thoughts.
Yeah, I've tried that.
Okay.
Like I said, I don't think it's been successful, but I've definitely tried it.
Okay. All right.
All the time we talk about their future, like, you know, when you get a husband someday, Isabel, or a wife, that's pretty deep, right? That's
I guess
the wokest of the woke. I mean, what else can we do?
Okay.
I think you understand? Okay, of course.
But that's okay.
Yeah, whatever. What else is new?
Number six is the model, which totally got that one down. Parents who do this well are clear about which values are important to them and work hard to pass those values on to their children. I think we do that.
Oh, yeah. They go with us to the breweries all the time. Alcohol is very
extremely
important.
And it needs to be top notch.
Yeah, we don't mess around.
You don't just go to that shitty, any brewery.
We did go to Sam Adams because it's fun, but
it was fun. And we didn't take them.
We didn't. We only take them to the best craft
beer. To the best ones.
Breweries. Yeah, I gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. So we've got three.
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 Three for eight.
Number seven is the negotiator. This role teaches a child to be respectful while standing up for themselves and what they believe in, especially in the face of those with power and authority. I think we do that. Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
Be respectful or question the authority?
No. To be respectful when you're standing up. Like, don't be...
Yeah.
rude about it.
I got you.
But feel free to like, no, this is not okay.
Yeah. And yeah. Four for eight.
Stand up. 50%. I say we got that.
50%.
Especially with the girl. I'm working on that with her. Don't just sit there and be pretty. Stand up and say something. All right. Number eight, the GPS navigational voice. It says the parent's voice in the child's head after the child has left home, coaching the young adult through new situations in life. I think we try, but they don't hear. No,
they don't want, they don't have any desire to listen to what we have to say right now. Maybe
absolutely
they
not
will in a couple years, I hope, but
do you feel like you right do now, right now, nothing, like as an adult? Do you feel like you hear your parents?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, I do.
I mean, if I did, if I do hear them, it's like, don't do that. Do the opposite.
What would mom say? I'm going to do the opposite.
Yeah. Oh, butter is, you know, eight for $5. Don't buy eight. You don't need eight.
No, don't need
and eight. You can still get the deal if you buy one.
Mm-hmm.
Although I did do that today with yogurt drinks. I bought the big 12er of it.
Oh, shoot, man.
Because
we can't get through that.
We can over the course of 2 weeks because the sixer is $3.99 and the 12er was $5.89. I'm like, if we were to buy two of these over 2 weeks, that's $8 compared to $5.89.
All right.
And hopefully we in the shelf it life, well, yeah, in 2 weeks we'll get through it.
Which yogurt drinks did you get?
The Stonyfield ones.
Oh, good. Okay.
The little with the foil.
The little tiny with the foil. Perfect. Yeah.
They had okay. they had a 12er.
I love it. All right.
Yeah.
I feel like I hear my parents in my head saying, no, 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 not today.
I mean, they call you like four times a day. So
they don't
I
actually.
Don't doubt that you hear
them. I just texted my mom today because I haven't talked to her since like.
Oh my God. Newsflash.
I don't even know when. I can't even remember the last time I
no
talked to her.
No way.
Yeah.
She must not be selling any gnomes.
It's not funny.
It is funny.
All right. Oh, that was it. Was that it?
Yeah, that was eight.
Yeah, that was eight. So we had what?
50%.
50%.
Four
hey,
of eight.
That's an F. That's good.
Yeah, but in baseball, 50% is good.
Like Bon Jovi, we're halfway there, baby.
In basketball, 50% shooting percentage is amazing. So we're good. 50%
okay.
is good.
All right, 50%. We got to work on that other 50%.
Listen, we didn't go to school for this. We haven't had any training on how to do this. I'll take 50% any day.
I sort of went to school for
no, you
it.
Didn't. You went
kind
to
of?
You went to school to teach other people's kids. It's a much different
right,
ballgame when
I
they're your own kids.
I mean, should I know how to teach
no.
mine?
No, because it's different.
Right.
It's
okay.
different when they're right. your own kids.
Cool. Is it like a gardener?
I can teach
where
other.
Their gardens are awful, but everybody else's looks really nice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Was there anything else on the parenting thing you wanted to talk about? You mentioned something in passing about the kids' report cards.
Oh, the report cards.
Our kids are awesome.
Our kids are amazing, but I hate the report card.
Why?
Because I'm used to A's, B's, C's, D's, and F's.
Yeah, not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No, 1, 2, 3, 4.
When I was a kid, this is to tell you how old I am, I got O's.
Yeah, well, so stop. I got O's and S's and S pluses and O pluses when I was like kindergarten through second grade.
You didn't get any O pluses. Don't be
You're right.
On.
I didn't.
Who are you fooling?
I got a lot of
you got
a lot
no
of
O
S's.
Pluses.
A lot of
yeah.
S minuses.
Yeah, S minus.
Anyway.
Come on.
Stop it. I got a lot of O's.
The audience knows you better than you think. Yeah, you got a lot
some,
of O's.
Shut up. I got
thanks
some,
to me.
I got some outstandings.
Hey.
Stop it.
You do have a lot of O's.
I mean, never got any N's.
When you're on top and you're doing your
stop
position,
it.
You're good
John
for
joins.
Like at least
stop it.
At least like five O's.
We are talking about report cards.
Yes, we are. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, I never got any N's. Did you ever get any N's?
No, I don't think I did.
Yeah, well, so anyway, that was like kindergarten through second grade. And then after second grade, you got like the A's and then all the way to the F's, right? So I find myself looking at the kid's report card and having to like look at the key at the top. Like what's Q4 and Q3 and
yeah.
4 and 1 and whatever. And like I have to fill out report cards like that now. Like my kid's actual subjects get letters, but their effort and their conduct has numbers to it. And I always reverse it because when I think of good behavior, I think 5 stars, right?
Yeah.
5 is the worst.
On your report card.
On my report card. And
yeah.
1 is the best.
Yes. That's weird. That's dumb.
Isn't that weird?
That makes no sense at all.
So I like reversed it and I had a mom going, I've never had my child get this poor of a grade. And like, yeah. oops. So I had to go tell Bailey and she laughed at me. And Because my boss, my principal.
Why on earth is it backwards? That is...
Isn't that weird?
Every rating scale out there, it's 5 is the best.
But she said, you're number one.
I get that. Like, yeah, that doesn't
make any sense. 99%.
I mean, they have to train every parent this new scale. Because every scale you see when you go do a rating.
5 stars is what I thought.
Yeah.
So I was giving kids 4s and their parents were like, oh my God, it's the worst.
Well, I'm an O student and you're clearly an S student. I didn't have to keep looking at the key. I quickly picked up on the fact that 4 was
I know ass. 4 is right, but when they got to the Q whatevers, I was like, what is that? What does that even mean?
I don't know, but Jacob had a lot of those. So I'm proud of that boy.
He did. He did really great. And so did Isabel.
Although I must say, I wish they would flip-flop.
What do you mean?
Bella clearly understands how to be a good person.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob struggles because of his issues. And so good grades, they don't matter. I know that now when I'm in the professional workforce and whatever.
Right.
Being a good communicator, being sensitive to others, being an emotionally intelligent person, and understanding conversations and whatever, that's what matters. Nobody ever quizzes me on my language ability or math. I mean, like some of the people I work with.
Well, they stop. You need language ability in what you do.
Yes and no. But like my boss said it perfect the other day. He goes, I'm more of a like a locker room leader, meaning that he says some questionable things. But we all love him. Everybody loves him. And maybe his email doesn't look as polished as mine. But who cares? Everybody loves him. People like me too. I'm just saying I have my little quirks when it comes to communication. And so does Jacob. And sometimes I'd rather he excel in that because that's what really matters in life. Where Bella can light up a room, she can communicate, make friends very easily, but she, you know, gets a couple twos in math. I know that when they're in their 30s doing their career, unless she's going to be
a mathematician.
Yeah, or an accountant.
Math teacher.
The two in math doesn't matter, but being able to charm people and hold a conversation and make friends absolutely matters.
Yeah.
So I wish they'd balance each other out a little bit, but otherwise, very happy, very proud dad moment.
I wish that I could impart this little tiny tidbit of wisdom on all parents out there. When did average become bad? When you look at the scale...
Well, I mean,
one and 4, right? 1 is you're not meeting the expectations. 4 is you're exceeding.
Yeah.
So you would think that a 3.
3 is like average plus.
2. Oh, gosh. Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God. That beer costs $6 a can.
Stop it.
Do not do that again.
2 or 3, right in the middle. You're meeting expectations, right?
Yeah. You're right down Broadway.
When did that become bad? When did a C, which means average, become bad?
Well, I have the answer to that. Let's see. Let me do some math here so I don't look like a stupid idiot. You got A, B, C, D, and F. So you have 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the kids, they have 4.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4. So you're right. That 3 now becomes, while it maybe was average, and when it was an S, and all there was an, wasn't there just O, S, and N?
Yeah. Well, and then mine had like S plus, S minus, O plus, O minus.
Right. So I think it's the 5 there because C is like right smack in the middle.
But what I'm saying is when was it like when we see a C,
definitely average.
We're like, oh my gosh, you need to do better. That's normal. You're meeting expectations. You figured out the mastery. You're fine. You passed.
Because I feel like a B, based on the numbers that are associated with those letters, I feel like a B is meeting expectations. A is exceeding.
Right. But what I'm saying is, when was it not okay to just get it? Like, why do our parents like freak the heck out when we don't get an A plus? We're above average.
Well, I mean, this parent doesn't.
Well, right. But we don't need to because our kids are just naturally gifted and wonderful.
That's fake news.
But what
if they weren't, I would care about the bottom section where it talks about citizenship and everything else. I do not give 2 S's. 2 more weeks and I can say the real word, everybody. I don't give 2 S's about that C or whatever. Of course, I don't want them to fail. But if they're getting a C because math doesn't interest them, good on you. Did you get in trouble? Did you get any detention? Have you been in any fights? Did you have to get sent out of class because you're being disruptive? No, perfect. You got an A in my book. Let's go celebrate.
Right. Well, that I feel like was my parents were very much like, no, a C is not acceptable.
Yeah, mine didn't care.
But like the thing was that I don't think they really understood just how hard math is for me. Like, I don't get it. I'm so bad at it. And so a C for me was like, thank God.
Well, and that's where you breed these kind of mental health issues in young kids. I'm not saying your parents did that or anything, but that's where you get these panic attacks and anxiety that, you know, you don't have to be born with that. You can definitely come down with that based on your environment. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I hear it.
And like, it's just not worth it because those skills don't matter in the real world. Right. They really don't.
I will say, like, when I got an A on like an English paper, it wasn't surprising. I always did. So when I'd come home with a B, they were upset with me because I could have done better.
You should have been upset with yourself.
Well, I didn't care.
You embarrass yourself.
Right. So they would get upset with me because I absolutely could do better than that. You know what I'm saying? So like when I see the 2 on Isabel's report card for math, for 2 things in math, the rest of it were all 4s and 3s. But when I see that, I'm not like, oh, Isabel, I'm like, I'm mad at her because I know she's genuinely struggling. And the 2 was like, yay, baby girl, you didn't fail.
I'm going to get real meta here for a minute. Are you ready?
Oh, are you going to change your name?
No.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Let me think, because I might have forgotten what I was going to say.
Oh.
This beer is getting a little low.
Yours is.
Mine's, and it's 8.7.
I'm like our parenting. I'm halfway through.
Pretty strong. Oh, gosh. What was I going to say? I don't remember.
Isabel's 2s?
No. I'll have to cut this out. I don't remember.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, just have some grace with your children. They're trying. If they're not trying, absolutely smack them on the butt.
Oh, I got it.
Oh,
I got it.
Okay.
Even if you got the maximum amount of points available to you on your essay or your test or whatever, the truth of the matter is you may have just gotten lucky on that particular assignment. The words just came together because you were particularly sharp that night when you wrote it, or the teacher was in a good mood. Here's where it's going to get real meta. Are you ready for this? You can always do better. You can always be better. Even if you got the maximum amount of points, you can always be better.
Okay.
And you should always strive to be better. Don't just settle for an A or an A+. You can always be better. There's other areas of yourself you can work on. It's not just about that letter grade in that subject. Nobody is like perfect all the way around, because the people that are usually getting the A+ in math suck at English. The people that are great in English and math suck at making friends, for example. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
We can always be better. So don't get too caught up on these things. I mean,
yeah, that's really where I was going with it.
There's too many scales out there judging things. What's the best burger? What's the best pizza? Can't we just have 2 great pizzas that are different and they're both really good? I hate all the labels. I don't know. Now I sound like a really big hipster.
Yeah, you really do.
I don't like labels, man.
All right, that's it.
All right, good. Cool. What's next?
I don't know.
This is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really... All right. Well, I think
relationship stuff.
No, I think we covered it with the reverse cowgirl and the cowgirl part, right?
All right, sure.
Yeah. I really want to talk about my birthday present, but A, I don't have it yet, and B,
I know. That's why I didn't mention it.
I think it's probably more appropriate once
it all comes together. There's also something else I want to talk about, but it's not there yet, so.
What's that? The dog?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we did go to social media.
We went social media.
We're social media official.
Official, yeah.
We could probably talk about it.
Should we talk about it?
Nah, let's not.
Okay, let's wait.
Next time. Okay, the real review. With a twist.
With a twist of lemon.
Because we screwed up and we did not watch music.
Yeah.
We thought we would do a real review on our favorite show of late. I'm getting tripped up here because I had a thought today that maybe we should do a real review on The Walking Dead. But most people aren't like watching it anymore.
Why
so
would we do?
What I don't mean? Know. Well, I mentioned at work the other day that I had to get home. I had to leave the game early to get home for The Walking Dead. And my employee goes, is that even a thing anymore? I'm like, yes, it's a thing. Season 10. Hello.
Oh, my God. on.
The last season.
My heart.
All this stuff's going on. So I think some people have fallen off the wagon, especially when Rick.
When Rick left, it just isn't the same, but.
It's so different now.
But they're my family, so.
Yeah.
You know.
So we've been, we mentioned before that we've been watching The Servant by M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong on Apple Plus. And we thought we'd do a real review on that show because we just wrapped up season two. And that's all there is for now. Yeah.
Yeah. So now we have to wait. Ugh.
So what do you think?
I love it.
It's a typical.
It was so good.
M. Night Shyamalan kind of thing.
Yeah. It was very confusing. Very.
Yeah. It's still very confusing.
Like twists and turns. And.
Who's the good guy? Who's the bad guy?
Yeah, the person who you thought was going to be the bad person in the beginning turns out to be the good person. And the, everybody's got these like really deep character roles.
Yeah.
I love it. Sink your teeth right into it.
It's good. And then you couple that with some really beautiful but funky camera angles. I mean.
Oh, no, no, no. The cinematography is quite
It's not like Paul Greengrassy where you get a headache or motion sickness. But it's all these fancy shots. All these fancy things, really well written, great dialogue. It's really, really good.
Yeah.
I don't know if it got nominated for anything.
Probably not.
But so far,
good people.
M. Night Shyamalan has not made an appearance like he does in his movies. I'm waiting for that moment. Either
maybe
that or we missed him.
We just didn't realize it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he was in like the group of people or something.
Well, I think he's the producer, not a.
Or like a runner.
He's not the director. I think he only does that when he directs.
Okay.
But it's good. It's The Servant. It has Ron Weasley in it.
Ron Weasley.
But he speaks American.
Yes.
Very strange.
For those of you that are not Harry Potter fans, is Rupert Grint.
Yeah.
Surprising because I'm used to him being like the goofy,
goofy
best friend.
In this one, he's snorting cocaine
he's
off
like,
the toilet.
Yeah, he's very, it's very mature.
Very mature, yes.
He's, got an American accent, which is... weird to me because I've only ever known him.
Yeah, it doesn't look right.
But it's really interesting. It's like when you watch, Daniel Radcliffe in something that's not Harry Potter. You're like, wait, but no.
Yeah, it's hard. It's kind of hard at first. Like you're not expecting that, and then
yeah. But I will say that for all of them, Emma Watson included, they really have shown everybody that they are actually great actors. I can't say so much for
When
Kristen
did Emma Watson
Stewart
do that?
And Robert Pattinson.
Well, he's Batman.
That's great.
It's supposed to be pretty good.
Ooh.
When did Emma Watson do a good role?
Oh, she's been in a lot of stuff.
I mean, because Beauty and the Beast was not good.
Oh, come on.
It was a live-action remake, and they decided to make LeFou gay. That's all that was different.
I don't know. We don't need to go into that.
That's just Disney being Disney. I mean,
it's Disney being Disney, but I will say I love the way that they reinterpreted things. They didn't change anything at all. They just reinterpreted it. And I did find that interesting.
Yeah. I think they did the same thing with the live action Jungle Book. Well, live action CGI Jungle Book. You don't remember that?
I mean, I do, but I don't know what you're talking about.
It was the same
to
movie.
To what are you referring?
It was the same movie, but just a little different.
No. I mean, in the Beauty and the Beast cartoon, LeFou was not in love with Gaston.
Well, because you can't do that in a kid's cartoon.
Right. I don't care. What I'm saying is they didn't change any lyrics. They didn't make anything different. It was all in the acting and
it was all in Olaf's
directing.
Expressions, yes.
Yeah, it was all in that.
Yeah.
And they didn't... It's kind of like... Tyler Perry's The Passion.
Yes.
How they took demons and completely changed it to fit.
Yes.
Jesus Christ and Judas. And
I hear you.
Perfect.
I got you.
They didn't change any lyrics. Didn't do anything different.
Yeah. Just make you see it differently.
Totally fit.
Yes.
That,
and I guess they didn't come out and say that he was gay. They just implied
it's pretty,
that
he pretty obvious.
Maybe he loves him like an older brother. I don't know.
That's pretty obvious.
All right. We're talking about The Servant, not
anyway,
Beauty
back
and the Beast.
To, yeah. Well, we got there because of Emma Watson.
Yeah, but she's not in this show.
She is not. No.
But she's part of the Harry Potter family, so we have to talk about her, I guess.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So I definitely go watch it. It's really good.
Yeah, I think if you're going to... My friends on the Knowledge of Nothing talk about all the pluses out there. Every network has plus, 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 or they have max or whatever. Even Paramount came out and now they're Paramount Plus, Discovery Plus, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I think at one point, even we did this, everyone cut the cord from cable to save money. But now if you subscribe to all these pluses, you're probably spending more.
No.
So I'm just going
to
say.
We're not there yet. We're almost there.
But if you have an Apple TV and you're going to subscribe to a Plus, Apple TV Plus is pretty cool so far. They got some good stuff on there that's
what
a little different.
What else have we watched? All we've watched is The Serving.
I've watched
I want to see that Justin Timberlake one.
Yes, and I watched another movie on there, the Greyhound with Tom Hanks. It was really good.
Oh, your love.
Or The Grey or something like that. Yeah, it was good. And then that show we saw a preview for called Calls. That looks good.
Yeah,
and
looks
I was
good.
Just looking at it before you came down. For this shit show of an episode. Oh, God. Sorry, God. I said the S word.
You are going to get smited.
Anyway, the episodes are like 18 minutes. So I'm really curious about what is this about?
That's weird.
And that's the thing about The Servant we should mention. They're half hour episodes. You can burn right through this sucker.
Yeah, you burn right through. And it's weird because I'm like, oh, I want one more. Please, one more.
Yeah, like you could sign up for the 3 months free or whatever and binge it and be done. So I recommend you do that or don't be a cheap a-hole and just buy it.
Yeah, just Apple TV. It's good.
Use your stimulus.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the sad thing is, though, that we're done with like a lot of shows, right? We just started Walking Dead, came back, but it's going to be over soon.
Yeah, but it starts up again in summer, so we're good.
All right. We got Fear the Walking Dead coming back. We've got Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
Next month.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about that.
I do like that show.
I like it a lot. I'm scared, though, that I'm feeling like this is going to be the last season. I don't think there's
whatever.
Much more they can do with it. And you bought me the sequel of the book.
Yeah.
And the author said she specifically wrote it with the show in mind, knowing where she wanted the characters to go. So I know what happens. There's not much more we can do.
Well.
So I'm going to be sad because I really, really like that show. That's coming back, so that's good.
They made two movies out of Mockingjay, which was like 190 pages or something.
No,
so.
That was a big book.
No, it wasn't.
Those were good books. I should read those again. Those were good.
All right, well, The Servant, I give it 100%. A plus, it's really good.
A plus.
Watch it. O plus.
O plus.
Four. LQ four, whatever the hell that means.
Five. No, one. Sorry.
Yeah, for you, yes. All right, well, we promised in the beginning we'd do a news story, so I'm going to do a quick one. Do you
I
have
did
one?
Already. I did my Harvard study.
Okay, well,
that
I
was
have
a news
one.
Story.
The president, Joe Biden, fell down going up the stairs of Air Force One the other day.
Ooh, something I would do.
Now
I fall upstairs.
Yes. Now, I wanted to point... I brought this up because he's old AF. I am not. He is. He's like 78. He's old. So I'm surprised he got back up, but he did stumble like 3 times after getting up.
Sheesh, kabish.
And so I have fallen up the stairs twice at work, once carrying a large iced coffee, my Dunkies, and it almost spilled all over me and all over the stairwell. So that has happened. But what I wanted to point out, and the reason I'm bringing this up, is the official, I think, report that I saw from the White House or something was that it was windy.
So it blew him up the stairs?
So I've never had wind blow me over. Flat-footed, upstairs, downstairs. I've never been in wind strong enough to do that. And I don't think the wind was that strong at the Air Force Base because then the plane couldn't take off.
Ooh, that's
so,
true.
White House,
point taken.
People, can we just say he's old AF and he missed a step? We've all done it. I don't care if you're young, old, whatever. He missed a step and he stumbled.
You know what else?
Why are
I
you blaming
fall
it on the wind?
Upstairs. When my shoes don't fit.
Yes.
I bet you his shoes don't fit.
Yes.
He probably was a solid, what, 12 and a half?
No.
As a...
He's a small man.
Okay. 10 as
yeah, a... Yeah, I'm going to go 11 at the most.
You know, young man. But now, you know, you shrink.
Yeah.
You get smaller,
yeah,
Joe.
You do.
So you got to get your shoes, got to get smaller, Joe. So I think that's probably what
Listen,
it is. I think
airplane
his toe
stairs
probably
are
caught
tricky.
The thing. Because he's probably got those like stupid pointy dress shoes you guys all wear.
Mine aren't pointy.
Yours
They're just
are,
a
yours
nice
are
rounded
okay, but
cap
some
toe.
People have really pointy toes. Whatevs. Anyway, the point is, I really don't think it should be his fault. I think it should be his wardrobe needs to be. Yeah.
There's that, but also like, here's my take on it. I think he knows he's old AF and he's trying to like, hey, I got energy. I'm the president. I'm not going to die tomorrow. He was like running up the stairs.
Oh.
Bro, take your time. I'm 41. I go down the stairs very gingerly. I go up them equally as gingerly because I don't want to tear a meniscus or fall and spill my donkeys all over the place. Or hit
your shin. Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. And because
when you like skin your shin on the right, stair.
Here's the thing. Oh, it's happened before, so take your time. But all I'm saying is, White House, come on. We're not blind. Don't blame it on the wind.
He should have pulled a Gene Wilder in Charlie, what does one call it? Willy Wonka, when he like, somersaults down the red carpet. Totally should have done that.
What he should have done was, when he got up, he should have said something about it. Like, oh, there's me, clumsy old Joe or something. But he like didn't even turn around and wave. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He did turn around and salute, but he looked a little shaky, a little wobbly, because it probably hurt.
Why did he salute?
You always have to salute the guards.
Is he in the military?
No, but you're the commander in chief.
Yeah, but
he is the military now.
But, okay.
You always salute the guys in uniform. But I thought
you weren't allowed to salute if you weren't in uniform.
But he is de facto in the military as commander in chief. He is the grand poobah when it comes to military things.
Okay.
The military cannot act without his approval.
I thought you had to be in uniform in order to salute.
No. All right. You don't.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Well, with that, I will salute all of you out of uniform.
Okay.
So that's it. We're done. It's good.
Awesome. Are we going to talk about what we're watching next week?
Oh, yes. We're going to watch.
What are we watching next week? I can't remember.
Oh, God.
Oh, Fantasy Island.
Fantasy Island. It's going to be bad.
So bad.
8%, 14%. I don't know. It's bad.
I think it was 14.
Nominated for a Razzie.
Yes.
It looks like a horror-ish movie. It's by Blumhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're going to watch Fantasy Island and report back to all of
you. I will say they have the good, you know, Halloween maze things at the Universal Studios. Those were some good.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Those were some good houses.
Yeah. I missed that.
I did too.
That was fun.
That was super fun.
All right. Anyway.
All right. Moving on.
Thanks, everybody, for sticking with us through this episode and all the other ones before. Rate, review, subscribe, follow all the things. Do you have anything else to add?
Get your vaccine?
Yeah, get your vaccine. It doesn't hurt. I'm afraid, and it didn't hurt. I barely even felt it. It was great.
No. It hurts, but it's worth it.
I'm saying the procedure, the needle going in.
Yeah, no, that didn't hurt.
I didn't even feel. They use like a baby needle. The next day, the arm soreness, it hurts a little bit.
It hurts, but it's worth it.
And number two, who knows what's going to happen, but it is worth it.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Cheers.
Cheers.